I see if Richie's going to bleep out my a-hole. What do you think, Jennifer?
I'll let you get away with saying, hey.
Right. Here's why. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here. Heather is caught in the dark, and that's a story for another moment in time. It's 7 after. It's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday, actually.
Thursday, all day.
Ninth. Did I say it was the 8th earlier? I think I did, didn't I, Jennifer?
No, you said it was the 9th.
8-9-12. All right, so...
Is August the 3rd over already? Good Lord.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? So, the New York Times did a hatchet job on Lolo Jones.
Oh, really? Why?
Lolo Jones... Mm-hmm. Well, that's the very good question, Rich. Lolo Jones is the hurdler who has become public because of her pronouncements that she, at 29, was a virgin. And for some reason or other, the New York Times thought this was fascinating, and they've continued the sort of horrendous harassment, which they are so prone to do because they are such elitist a-holes. They ripped this poor woman. Can you imagine how much time she has spent becoming the star,
training.
Because she is a star. Whether she won the gold or not isn't the question. Mm-hmm. She's a great role model for young women, it seems to me. She's a great role model for athletes. Now, I think she was the first one, Richie, that I talked about because she came to the surface not because she was a good athlete, because her name was interesting. Yeah. And then you start reading around and, for whatever the reason, her sexuality was contested, or somebody asked her whether she was a lesbian or not, and she said no.
When you search her name on Google, the third link that comes up is Lolo Jones virgin.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of a stupid definition is that to have of somebody who may have made a choice that might not be the same as everybody else's? I think she's to be lauded. I think she's to be praised. That's the same word, basically,
well,
in translation.
Well, maybe against the story that I read yesterday about the, how shall we say, the pairings going on in the Olympic Village among the athletes and how they distributed, something like
70,000 condoms.
70,000 condoms.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then three quarters
they ran
of the
out, right?
They're actually like doing it in public in the hallways.
Yeah.
So, against that story, this is rather unusual.
Well, but you see, what it does point out, Roberta, is that the New York Times and other elitist news organizations, I mean even news organizations, are so bent on destruction. And the reporting technique, my daughter and I would have an argument about this, but that's okay, because we don't have to, just because we love each other, we don't have to agree on everything. I just think it does tell a story in and of itself, shows the true colors of these people who I referred to earlier when talking about this lady. I listened to her on the Today Show yesterday. She was defending herself against the New York Times article that criticized her for being overhyped because she'd gone public with her virginity. I mean, what kind of a world do we live in when somebody gets ripped apart by a bunch of a-holes who wouldn't be able to hold her water bucket in terms of what she's accomplished? And it just so annoys me that people are this judgmental about somebody who has just tried to do something that was good. She had no... What other motivation does somebody like that have other than they want to be really good at what they do?
Yeah.
And to have her ripped apart by these clowns, and so I went overboard and probably mentioned a whole number of times to the point where somebody emailed me and said, are you ever going to get bleeped? But I don't think that's a bleepable thing. And I think it's something that most people recognize. It just isn't right. There's something about it that's so wrong. It is so much a part, however, of our... And you can hear it on a lot of talk radio programs every day on both sides of the aisle. The political talk radio shows, anyway. You can hear it and see it on television. I think it's... There are certain things that become predictable, and all of a sudden... I'm just going to go down a different street here for a second. there are some things that are really pretty predictable. You think you know where everybody stands, and all of a sudden, somebody says, huh, what, did you just play that back again? An example of that yesterday would be Wolf Blitzer taking and really taking the president apart limb for limb. Now, you know we don't do politics on this program, but I thought it was really interesting because apparently, and I haven't seen it because I've just shut all this stuff out of my life and my being, these ads about other ads, the presidential contenders are now doing ads about other ads.
I know.
That's how ridiculous this has become.
It's so fun to watch them respond to each other's ads.
But apparently, Obama's people created an ad that is so egregious, so outrageously wrong,
really,
that Blitzer ripped it.
Which
and
one
they
is
took
it?
About 4 minutes yesterday to tear this ad and basically said to the president, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because it wasn't just, the ad apparently wasn't just erroneous, it was blatantly false. And I mean, when the guys at CNN, who are moderately left of center, not outrageously, so it's not
right,
MSNBC.
They're not MSNBC.
No. But they are, you know, I mean, generally speaking, they'd be more, you'd think they'd be a little more prone to sort of go down that street than the other street. But to have, you can find, I think, I don't know whether we do the audio of it or not. I think I've made my point. Those of you who saw the thing, and Wolf Blitzer, by the way, of all of the shows that are there, has the highest ratings. I didn't say
which
much
isn't much
about CNN, but at any rate, he really, and it's gotten a lot of attention because it was so direct, and it was refreshing to have it be that direct. But it's something we're all thinking, how much more ridiculous can this get? And we're not even into the conventions yet. And it's silly season, more than silly season. It's craziness. And it just shows you, you know what it really does show you? How we've become so corrupt. The money and the political system, this has got to wake America up somehow or other. You got to be awoken, whatever the past or present tense is. You got to see, understand, excuse me, what's going on. And by the way, back to the Lolo Jones thing, that's corruption itself. I think that's a perfect example of how corrupt the so-called news media is. That this woman can be so, I mean, you can tell by listening to the tone of my voice, I don't usually get this over the top about anything, but these things, both of these things, somewhat related in the sense that we're being thrown, this stuff gets thrown at you, and it's up to you to absorb it or not to absorb it. But, you know, as much as there are protests all the time against this radio host for saying this, that, or the other thing, there's a protest for something on television or some news. I think this is a protestable offense against the New York Times. Thus, I'm making as much noise as I am about it. And I also think that we need to be protesting all these ads. Maybe you protest by just turning the stuff off. And speaking of that, Jennifer, the television report today, you have further details on the Today Show, the Today Show, all the NBC things, rating mm-hmm. boost like you wouldn't believe. NBC is showing higher than it has in years.
Yeah,
it's crossed
it is.
The board
10 years, rate. They hit a 10-year high. Although the numbers have started to fall off this week because people are probably in overload a little bit. But, you know, still really good.
I could have cared less until a Lolo Jones. Now I'm all over this.
Now you're on it.
My wife was watching some dance show last night instead of the Olympics, which was unusual this week.
Oh, wait a minute. Richie, what I had decided the tone I was going to set for this hour of the program based on a video that somebody sent me this morning. And it's a YouTube video that teaches you how to dance the polka.
Hmm. I already know how.
You and Jen are going to be all set.
All right, let me see if we can make this.
My grandpa taught me.
Really? Let me see if this.
Someone stole the kishka.
Where's my speaker?
Someone stole the kishka. Won't you bring it back? I know that one.
It's scary that you know this, Jen.
I grew up with it. My grandpa was like an award-winning polka dancer.
Was he really?
Yes. We're Czech, my gosh. And he always could tell the difference between the Czech, the German, and the Polish polkas. And I'm going to tell you right now, he did not like the Polish ones very much at all, and he wasn't very fond of the German ones. It was always about the Czech
and
polka.
I always thought you were the coolest girl on the block.
I am.
Yeah.
How many other girls do you know that can talk about NSYNC and polka music in the same breath?
Are you listening to this?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it. No. There's a set of learning how to ballroom dance and do the tango and all this stuff online. You can now watch, of course, the dance store online to learn how to do the polka or do the rumba, the cha-cha-cha, the merengue, the swing. I could even maybe learn how to dance by looking at this stuff. Anyway, so we've gone from Lolo Jones and the A-holes of the New York Times to dancing the polka. Where else?
I just like that it was said to someone stole the quiche, because that's one of my favorite.
Who stole the quiche? All right,
won't you bring it back?
Yep. All right, so Roberta, would you like to give us a little preview of the Queen of Cheap moves on the public today?
Oh, yes. We have a way to get really cheap popcorn and soda at the movies. We've
really?
Got a deal on Gavalia coffee, a deal on sunscreen, a free Reader's Digest subscription, and something just for you at Waffle House.
Really?
I know
Waffle
how much
House.
You love
I
Waffle
love the Waffle House.
House.
And I'm going to be in North Carolina this weekend.
Oh,
so maybe
very
going,
cool.
The kids and I are going to go visit Tony's brother for the weekend, and there's got to be a Waffle House in Asheville, North Carolina.
We'll
bring everybody a Waffle House, right? You've got to have a Waffle House in Asheville, North Carolina. So here we come. Later in the hour, your favorite sayings. Think about what you say that is kind of inspiring, kind of fun. And we get that. The Queen of Cheap presents her info. We have the video of the day coming up in a minute, Richie. And then Jennifer and the TV report. Rumors flying about Michael Phelps on television. Can you believe it?
Never.
Mm-mm. It's 19 after on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Howdy do to the people who are listening in Las Vegas and in Salt Lake City, Columbus, Ohio. Somebody yesterday said, why didn't I say hi to some city? Richie, do you remember who it was?
It was Bob, and I can't remember which city.
Hi, Bob!
Bob.
21 after.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to something.
Incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Lou
Straw
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
All right, so our video of the day today, for those of you who visit DougSteffen.com, a couple of guys in New York, Roberta, took to the streets to try to raise some money for the arts. One plays the violin, the other plays the bass. They perform as street musicians, playing requests for donations. Nothing unique about that. You see those all over the place, those people. People make donations into different labeled jars. And they immediately switch to playing whatever genre or artist. They speed up the music or slow down depending on the request. So we have some audio from this video of the day. The violinist and the bass player sort of altering the course after somebody makes a donation for a particular kind of music.
Yeah. Any quarter or dime or nickel or any sort of change that you put into this jar.
The categories are Bach,
cool.
Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson, Slow Down, and Fast Forward. Those are the jar labels.
Really?
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Speed up.
That is good.
Yeah. Fast forward.
Okay, we can do it. Give us a challenge.
Very good. Lady Gaga.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, Lindsay Lohan has landed herself a gig. Jennifer, you want to explain? The new Lady Gaga album is called Art Pop. And apparently these two have become friends. There's a combination for you.
Lady
Gaga and Lindsay Lohan.
And they were hanging out together at the Chateau Marmont, which...
Really?
Yeah, they've become good friends, and they think that this could be Lindsay's big breakout because... She did the Lifetime movie, but it was a Lifetime movie. So they think maybe Lady Gaga's superstar status could really catapult Lindsay into giving her some additional roles from here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, how funny that a music video is considered to be Lindsay Lohan's biggest role in many years.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
What it is.
All right, so a television report coming up in the next half hour, as well as the Queen of Sheep report. Report on Randy Travis. Is he still alive and among us?
Wow.
Man, what's gone on with this guy?
Oh, my God. Did you see the picture of him?
I texted it to Jen.
You did. He actually was found naked outside of his car, and his car had hit a tree. He was on the ground. The police came, and then he threatened to kill the police officer, so
he was
promptly arrested, and they had to give him paper clothes in jail. He went home
paper
and
clothes?
They gave him
outfit.
A shirt and paper pants.
Yeah.
They had that?
I think so. I'm imagining
just, like,
that
paper
probably
that he wrapped around himself.
Maybe something
bad things. Something you wear in a hospital.
Yeah, because bad things probably happen to your pants in prison.
Totally. It was a total Glenn Campbell picture.
Unbelievable.
It was gross.
Yeah. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day program, 33 after the hour, Thursday already. Good time to chat about things that will help you through the day. Our cast today includes Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and me. We don't have any cows that are on. Let's see, do we have a new little calf named Meredith?
Wonder how they have. Oh, and then, you named a cow after your girlfriend?
No, a calf.
She was quite pleased.
She got an email picture of it yesterday. She was very pleased.
Really?
Name a new calf after me this year?
No, they usually die. So
yeah, I know the last one you named after me died. So yeah, I don't know if I've got another one there.
I'd rather have one die named after me than
Richie. You see, Rich has been all verklempt for years because we named a bull Richie and then castrated him.
Oh!
Within like a month.
We were planning on doing it sooner. We couldn't catch him.
Good boy.
Nice.
I got a picture with myself. I still have the picture of me and right. Rich the bull on my desk.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, and then I talked to
and
him
it
a few
was somebody
later,
else. We had another bull named after somebody. I'm trying to remember who it was this year. I had to work on that a little bit. We ought to name one Tom after Tom Kreitler. We haven't had a bull.
Oh, yeah.
Let's discuss that with Tom later on.
Okay.
Meanwhile, time now for the Queen of Cheap to give us our deals today. Let's see what we can do to save you some money.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Heading to the movies the next couple of days?
Yes, because
well,
there's two good movies
luck.
Coming out this
Which
weekend.
One? Oh, let me guess. You want to see Hope Springs?
I do, and I also want to see...
I know, you love those sappy movies.
I want to see the
Bourne Legacy.
Legacy, yeah.
Yes. Let's
see that.
Well, here's the deal at AMC Theaters. You can go there, you can get a soda popcorn combo, and you can save 50%.
Wow.
Which, if you know how much those things cost, that's nothing to sneeze at. So 50% off popcorn soda combos, that's from Friday the 10th through the 16th. So you have the weekend and into the week to use it. If you like Gavalia coffee, let's say you scored like one of those free coffee makers you know you get from Gavalia, and then you kind of cancel a subscription afterwards. Well, you can buy one, get one free, a 12-ounce bag of Gavalia coffee at your supermarket. So we have a coupon for you there also at DougStefan.com. Still need sunscreen? Still the summertime? You can get a free travel-sized CVS brand sunscreen. And as you know, those the independent brandings at the different stores, it's the same stuff as you got in the high-end stuff, the high-end sunscreens and everything else. It's just that they put their name on it. So this is a good way to get one, a travel-sized one, absolutely free. So it's like 3 ounces. Like the Reader's Digest? That's one of my guilty pleasures. I love the Reader's Digest. I don't admit that to many people.
We give away, we now have Reader's Digest subscriptions that we're giving away along with Taste of Home. A lot of people love these, and they're cool, so we give them away as one of our prizes here when you participate in things like the 2020 News Quiz, which we got to do as soon as you get done, Roberta.
Well, if you don't win one as a prize, you can get a free one-year digital subscription,
really?
Which means you can get it online, a Reader's Digest, free. And just for Doug, a free waffle at the Waffle House. Get the coupon. It expires at the end of October, so you got plenty of time to use it, print out a whole bunch, and keep getting free waffles.
All right, so that'll be something I can take the kids to. On Sunday.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll have brunch at the Waffle House.
That is
Asheville,
classy.
North Carolina.
Mm.
Yes.
There you go.
Right, right. Well, if I'm asked to pay for any meals, that may be the extent of my largesse this weekend, so help yourself to that. That does sound like fun. All of the Queen of Cheap deals listed, not necessarily in chronological order, but if they're up there, they're still good. You can check out the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. Right next to it is the Supermarket Guru's box, Phil Lempert, who is the expert in our country when it comes to buying food. The Supermarket Guru, obviously, has got a tie-in to what you get at the supermarket. He's the expert on foods and trends in foods and that sort of thing. And he has details on the role of fats in your health. Fat is the killer, and there's some good fats you need in your body and your system, other fats that are really bad for you, and you get the overview, the details on the role of these various fats. And by the way, you used to be able to, how many people remember you used to be able to buy fat? You could get lard.
Lard? I'm sure you still can.
You still get
at the store.
Sure.
You can still get it? Can you really?
Sure.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, you buy lard?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Crisco is, essentially?
Pretty
or that's
much.
Shortening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. How'd it get to be called shortening? Anybody know? Let's ask Chef
Mommy's
Louie that.
Mommy's little baby loves
shortening, shortening. Mommy's little baby loves shortening bread.
Let's see.
All right. Let me do a 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Sure.
Shortening has a Wikipedia page.
Does
that's
it?
Gross.
All right. So we're going to... I want to find out.
Oh, it's just fat at room temperature, stored at room temperature.
Yeah, that's how it is. So, the first hydrogen bomb on this date, in what year? I'm going to give you 4 years. You pick the right one, and you'll win the prize. And if you'd like to have a subscription to Reader's Digest, you may have that, or other Doug Stefan paraphernalia.
Are you talking about the one they used in the war, or are you talking about a test?
I am telling you nothing more than what is in the question. The first hydrogen bomb exploded on this date in either 1945, 1950,
okay.
1952, or 1957. You pick one of those years, and you win. 800-510-8255. The world's first hydrogen bomb exploded in either 1945, 1950, 1952, or 1957. What year was it on this date?
It's a trick question. Don't bite.
Help yourself. You just made it more. So, 800-510-8255. You warning yourself?
Yes. I was headed one place,
okay,
but
it can't
be true, so I must have it wrong.
All right. I have a good idea. This is from the Good Idea of the Week department. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Sure.
The Good Idea of the Week. I want you to think about this. This is great imagination stuff, great visualization stuff. Make it easy on yourself to stow and reuse plastic bags. You know how I'm death on plastic bags. I don't want any of them. When somebody puts something in a plastic bag, like I was at a Home Depot yesterday buying cans of wasp and bee killer, and I bought a lot of them, and he was putting them in a bag. I said, there's a cardboard box right there you just took these out of. Put them in the cardboard box. I don't want that plastic. He looked at me like I had two heads. I don't want your plastic bags. Anyway, if you are interested in recycling plastic bags with a dispenser, here's what you do. You take a 2-liter soda bottle, cut off the top and the bottom of the bottle. Use something that's really sharp, obviously. Be sure to trim the jagged edges so you don't tear the bags when you pull them out. Then screw the dispenser to a cabinet door or to a closet wall. Or you can attach it with a hook or a loop tape, something like that. And you put the plastic bags in the dispenser, and you pull them out the bottom when you want to reuse them. How's that for the good idea of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good
cool.
or not? Is that cool?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Common Sense Radio. That's what this is, Jennifer. Common Sense Radio. And we'll let that fly in the face of reality. Jennifer does the television report in a moment, including the story of Michael Phelps and what's going on with him other than the Olympics. Should we do our 2020 news quiz now, Richie? Or
sure, fire away.
All right. So we'll take your calls now. The question is, when was the first hydrogen bomb exploded? And, yeah, maybe it's a trick question. 800-510-8255. Your four choices are 45, 50, 52, or 57. Richard's listening to us in Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Well, thank you, sir. How about you?
Good.
What year do you think the first H-bomb was exploded?
1945
is a great guess. You've confused it with the A-bomb.
Let's see. However, that's the one I almost fell into. Yeah.
Yeah, he almost went there, and you did. Thanks for helping us out, sir. 800-510-8255. Jimmy's down in Lake City listening to the Jet. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Great, great.
Good. All right. What year do you think was the year the first H-bomb was exploded?
55.
I didn't give you that as a choice.
But I missed it.
It's okay. It doesn't make any difference. It's wrong anyhow. All right. Thanks for trying. 800-510-8255. All right. So what have we had? We had 50.
We had 45 and 55.
45 yes. And 55. All right. So left are 50, 52, and 57. Let's give Aaron a shot in Bend, Oregon. Hi, Aaron. Is it Aaron? Am I giving you... the right
yes, person. Arun.
Arun, yeah, okay, sir, yeah. What year do you think it was?
It was 1950.
1950 is the incorrect answer. Getting warmer, though. Two left, 52 and 57. Let's go to Dolly in Hot Springs or High Springs. Where's High Springs, Dolly?
It's near Gainesville, Florida.
Okay,
it's like
good.
An hour from the Georgia border.
Got it. Okay, so we have 52 and 57 left. Which do you want to choose?
Well, I choose 57.
You do? All right.
Aww.
And so that means that Lauren in El Paso wins because you're the only one of all these callers who chose 1952, Lauren.
Awesome.
So, with
yeah.
He's all excited.
But I can tell that. All right, so you can have either a subscription to Reader's Digest or some of the other things that we have subscriptions to or Doug Steffen stuff. You can tell Michael whatever your preference is, Lauren. Thank you very much. So, he wins by default.
Just to clarify, the difference was in 1945 was the atomic
A-bomb.
Bomb.
Right. The H-bomb and the A-bomb, two different things. H-bomb, much more destructive in many ways than the A-bomb, the hydrogen bomb. And the thing that really
in an atomic bomb, they use uranium or plutonium to split it into lighter elements. And then in the H-bomb, they use hydrogen isotopes.
Yeah, which are much more destructive, in fact.
Whereas I don't even know how to pronounce this. It was exploded in 1952 in Eniwetok. I'm assuming that's some little island out in the middle of the Pacific.
It is. You've not pronounced it. If you hadn't said that.
Eniwetok.
Yes,
Jim. Hey, Roberta. See, did you think we'd be learning about the makeup of bombs today?
I find that interesting.
I want to learn about makeup.
Just makeup.
Jen, you're the
makeup
bomb.
Of makeup.
Roberta,
thanks.
You're the bomb.
You're the bomb.
And Anna, it's... It is Anna. It's Fui. If you hadn't done it wrong, I could have pronounced it.
Inuwatuk.
Well, we'll work on it. Meanwhile, Jennifer has a television report in just a moment. As a matter of fact, a moment or two from right now, or three or four or five. Hit it, Richie.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29, plus a $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Jimmy Bones.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, by this, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the
worst. Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be. There was
57 channels and all right, so here we have, at 13 before the hour, Jennifer Horn with our television report. There are two Olympians, rumor has it, that are headed for television. Jennifer, is that rumor correct?
Well, they want to be headed for television, that's for sure. Story at Doug7.com today is that Michael Phelps says that he has a little bit of interest to head to Dancing with the Stars. A lot of Olympic athletes have done well on the show. Apollo Anton Ono, Shawn Johnson, I think actually won her season. And so someone in the media asked him if he'd be willing to do it. And he said, I haven't really been known for my dancing. I know everyone who's done it. They said they had a blast, so he won't rule anything out. So this is an all-star season. Maybe next season, maybe in the spring, who knows? Also, Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte wants to turn his medals into TV fame. He is desperate. He's been telling people everywhere that he wants to do Dancing with the Stars, but he also has a little in at a reality show, and there's one or two set up for him in his future. He can't talk about it at the moment, he said, but it's different than any of the other reality shows out there on TV.
Really?
Very mysterious. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe one of them should be the next Bachelor. That would be kind of cool. All right, a little mini Dawson's Creek reunion is in the works. Cast members from Dawson's Creek will be appearing on James Vanderbeek's new show. It's called The Bee in Apartment 23. First up on the list is Busy Phillips. She's going to play herself in the second season premiere.
Busy Phillips, who's she?
She's on Cougar Town. You would recognize her. She's got blonde hair, very cute. Bubbly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's cool.
Busy Town.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be on the first episode. They're trying to get Michelle Williams, Joshua Jackson, and Katie Holmes to also sign on because Dawson or James Vanderbeek is going to be trying to get a Dawson's Creek reunion going on the sitcom. So that'll be kind of funny.
Good.
All right. Also, a little more X Factor rumor news. Kevin McHale, who plays the wheelchair-bound kid on Glee, Artie, I believe is his name, is being considered for the role of the male hosting duo, maybe joining either Kelly Osbourne or Khloe Kardashian, whoever gets the female role. He did a really good job hosting with Demi Lovato at the Teen Choice Awards and piqued Simon's interest for the job when he did that.
Don't forget Al Gore.
Oh, I won't forget Al Gore. Yeah, he's going to be doing all the Republican National Committee or convention coverage beginning August 27th. So, you know, they lost, Keith Olbermann. But
isn't he
going to
do the Democrats too?
He is going to be doing the DNC, but that's September 4th. So his first gig is August 27th.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think about Michael Phelps possibly joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars next season? A, awesome. I can't wait. B, hope he does. I'll bet he'll be great. C, I'll believe him when I see it. D, I'm sick of Michael Phelps in the Olympics. I don't even want to think about it. E, Dancing with the Stars. Is that still on? Yesterday's poll, what do you think about the NFL using a woman as a referee? 36% said hope she does a good job or they'll tear her apart, a la Lolo Jones. Yeah, well, let's hope she does do a good job because it'd be kind of cool. 51 after on Good Day.
Now.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That is an overview of what's going on in home improvement. The folks at the Money Pit, including Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the program, always have great stories, great ideas to help you with the various projects you're doing around your home. And that brings us around to a lot of letters that get sent to Tom at MoneyPit.com or to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. We'll get to a few of those letters. Questions and answers. We're putting Tom Kreitler on the spot right after this on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Here he is to woo you into his womb, although he probably doesn't have one, right? Kreitler, you don't have a room. You have a room, but not a womb.
I got a room.
He's going to woo you into his room. All right, so we have...
Decorate your room.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing to do. The radio home improvement program, The Money Pit. Lots of people around the country listen to Tom's advice with Leslie Segretti every weekend. And we have, therefore, lots of questions from people who may not be able to get in one way or another. You can call, by the way, that number anytime during the week, 800... Money Pit, right?
888.
888. Oh, I always have that. Yeah, 888. Let me write that down. I might, instead of me always missing, 888 Money Pit. That's it. All right, call that by any time, and you'll get a snappy answer back from the boys and girls at the Money Pit. It may not be the right answer, but it'll be a great, snappy answer.
Yeah, Jack, well, we do offer right answers one day a week.
Is it today?
It is today.
So right answer is today from Tom, 888 Money Pit. Jack in Nevada wants to know about his upstairs bathroom because it has a leak. He says it was fixed, but the ceiling of the room now has what looks like a bubble.
I had this.
I bet it does.
Duh. Don't burst that bubble. You're going to get wet.
Oh, my God. Okay. How does he fix it?
Well, you know what? It's an interesting question because he fixed the leak, but he never really dealt with the leak damage. The best way to avoid leak damage, and this is sort of contrary to what you would think is common sense, but if you have a leak upstairs in a bathroom or a roof and it starts to come through your ceiling, the first thing you want to do is poke a hole in the ceiling.
Right.
Now, you want to physically damage your ceiling. Why? Because you want to let that water out. If not, you're going to be in Jack's situation because the water collects behind the drywall, causes it to swell and deform. And now, Jack, you have to physically cut that drywall out and replace it. Had you poked a couple of holes in it, you know, with a screwdriver or something like that, let the water drain, you would have had two or three small holes to fix.
Spackling, buddying.
Little spackle puddling, you done. Now you got kind of a more of a major reno to do. So just keep that in mind. If you have a leak above, put a couple of holes in the ceiling. It might feel like you're damaging it, but you're really saving it.
All right, here's a great question. It has to do with all of us who have air conditioning in our homes, and we close the, most of the time the closet door is closed. So if you leave it open, what's the impact?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to leave the door open to any space that's unconditioned, and closets are unconditioned. So if they're not designed to be heated or cooled, leave the doors closed. Same thing with unused rooms when it comes to air conditioning or heating. It's a good idea to close vents in those rooms, close doors to those rooms if you're not using it, because you will ultimately save money in the AC.
See, I'm now thinking about bedrooms in the house that aren't being used.
Except exactly.
Walk through them because they're the... You know, it's easy to go through the bedroom and walk all the way around to go to the bathroom or something like that. So, I suppose that's a counter. Okay, let's see. Grant wants to know about his old house that was built in 1897. He doesn't know what old is if you think that's an old house.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's been remodeled a couple of times. Foundation is an old limestone slab, and the wood is setting on top of it. It's starting to decompose. Duh. That's what you get. You put, what do? You jack it up and put cement under it. That's what I did with our old house.
Yeah, I mean, it can be repaired. He wants to know if you should just get out of it. You don't have to
burn
give
it
up.
Down. Yeah.
No. You know, look, it can be repaired. If it's really slopey, you're going to want to double up those joists. It's called sistering. You had new joists next to the old joists.
House character. It's
and that's going to make them sturdier.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, moneypit.com, 888-MONEY-PIT. Check out Tom and Leslie and their program every weekend. You can download a lot of podcasts.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.